My fellow Americans and all those that love God and liberty listening in around the world tonight. It's an interesting day we have upon us here in the USA. A lot of things going on, a lot of things going on. Here at our police and military associations, we're studying and reading mail, email, phone calls, lots of phone calls coming in, a lot of activity, regular mail coming in. Faxes coming in. We're just truly overburdened with contact here. And this is good and bad. You know, we work with our volunteer police and soldiers here, and we have just so much to do. And we're pulling out all stops here because the hour is late in this country. By the way, this is the Officer Jack McLam program you're listening to once again tonight, coming to you from the great Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. For all of you listening around the world tonight, that's where we're coming to you from again tonight. And we represent two police and military associations here. One is Police and Military Against the New World Order, and the other one's our publication, Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, on constitutional issues. I have so much material to share with you folks tonight. Just a lot of information coming in that I want to share with you. But I honestly, folks, have a heavy heart tonight. I have a very heavy heart for our country, for my children and nine grandchildren, and for your children and grandchildren, and for all of you out there across America tonight. I have a heavy heart because I'm perplexed. And I'm perplexed a lot nowadays, it seems like. I am perplexed because never before in the history of our nation has God granted us a method to reach and awaken people like He's granted us today through using mass communications. We are truly blessed. You know, we have a revolution going on in this country today of people awakening to what is going on around them and wanting to do something. And we need communications very, very badly. And God has granted us with great communications. But what are we using it for? How are we using it today? As private citizens, as police and soldiers, are we actively involved in using this blessing God gave us? We'll be right back to talk about more when we return after this break.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The Officer Jack McLam program, and I'm in a little bit of a dilemma tonight, a little bit of a blue funk, you might say. You know, I work with some of the greatest people on the face of the earth. I truly do. I have been so blessed over the last 24 years of my life, actually before that, when I was in the military. But I work with some of the greatest people on the face of the earth, and I praise God for that every day. I work with police officers and soldiers that love God and love freedom and are trying to help us awaken the people in law enforcement and the military, some of the greatest people on the face of the earth. And then in the private sector, I know and work with some of the greatest people God has placed in this country and around this world. And I'm just so blessed and honored to know these people. Today I was on a program with a man I respect very, very much, a young man who is doing so much, giving his all, as so many are that I know, for God and country today. I was on Jack Blood's show, and I'm so impressed with this young man and others, you know, that are out there doing everything they can do today. And they're not doing it for money. You know, they're not doing it for fame. And then we have those that donate to Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter so we can humbly reach out into the hearts and minds of our police and soldiers out there. Great people, great Americans that are actually doing something. They're actually doing something, not just sitting back and saying, well, I'll pray about it. And the minister says God will sort it out when God gets here. These are activists that are doing something. I have grandmothers that told us that they're handing out our Aid and Abet Police military newsletters, Operation Vampire Killer 2000 in Texas and other places, where every time they see a police vehicle in their area, they get out of their car or they'll sneak up and put a Operation Vampire Killer 2000 police and military action plan for ending world government rule manual underneath the windshield wiper of the police car or military vehicle and sneak away so that that officer or soldier gets back into their vehicle and they see this and they get out and they pull it into their vehicles and start to read it and their eyes and hearts are open to the tragedy of what's happening in America. Yes, I am blessed to work right here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter with people that just give 150% to trying to turn this nation around. And you, listening to my voice today, probably have people around you. You may be very likely one of those people that are actually doing something to try to turn our nation back to God and under our constitutional republic system. But I'm perplexed because never before in the history of this nation, and I'm going way back to when the founding fathers were around and helping establish this nation, and when they wrote the wonderful words that told all in America, all in this nation that was newly formed, what the foundations and the pillars of this nation were, and what we had to do to preserve the first nation, the first people in the whole entire world that had taken God up on his promise to protect and to bless and to prosper this nation if we would base the foundations on the holy word of God. We are the first nation in the whole world, in all of history, to base the foundation of this whole nation on the word of God. And I've read to you over and over again the quotes of James Madison, John Adams, Ben Franklin, George Washington, Andrew Jackson, Daniel Webster, and on and on and on, as they all said about how we were blessed in America because we did, as the actual pilgrims did when they stepped off the boat. We made a covenant with God that he would be our God and our Savior and our King, and we would be his people. And he built us into the greatest nation on the face of the earth, the most free nation, the most blessed, the most prosperous nation, and the most free nation. And the devil and his minions were there, and they saw the foundations of this nation. They were in the Constitutional Convention, and they heard and they saw the foundations that this nation was being built on. And therefore, they were given the means and the method and the necessity of attacking those foundations now that they understood how the nation was built on the Word of God and the Holy Bible. As Andrew Jackson said, he's my namesake, my middle name's Jackson. Mom liked Andrew Jackson. I didn't have a dad growing up, but had a very fine Christian mama. And she named me Gerald Jackson McLam. She liked that guy, and I didn't understand why until later in life, but Andrew Jackson said, the Bible is the rock on which our republic rests. You see, Andrew Jackson, the 7th president of the United States, knew the foundations that this nation was built on because he had read the writings of James Madison, John Adams, Ben Franklin, George Washington, and others. And he tried his best, and he did, throughout his political career to retain the foundation that this nation was built on, even though God's enemies, Lucifer's minions, were attacking him ruthlessly. He is the one that said he would rout out the bankers and not let them control the nation, America's nation. And if you don't know that bit of history, It was one of the communist presidents, one of our first true communist presidents, FDR, that built this nation, started building this nation into a socialist, atheist system. And old FDR stated numerous times, matter of fact, that this nation, what was it, 1933, that he made his station, quote that since the day, let's see, he says that a financial element has owned the government of the United States since the days of Andrew Jackson. And he was absolutely right. And he was one of them that helped put this nation and keep this nation of the under the international financiers. And so we began to get attacked from the very beginning of this nation. The foundations were attacked, but there were Christian people in this nation that refused to stand down. Every time, as Daniel Webster told us, that the least little infraction on our constitutionally protected rights given to us by God Almighty would happen, the people would roar and stand up and say, stop. You will not violate our inalienable rights given to us by God, secured by the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. You will not do this. And so they backed off, and our nation continued to be a nation founded on God's Word, and our constitutional republic flourished for years and years. But then about the 1800s, the middle 1800s, about 1835, the devil made some tremendous inroads in this nation. We had become a great prosperous nation, and Christians had, they were just the wealthiest people on the face of the earth. Now, I know back in 1835, you have relatives that probably you knew, some of you, like I did, that would tell you, well, we weren't all that well off. But if you compare, folks, if you compare my granddad and my grandmother and my mother to those in other countries back in the early 1900s and the 1800s, seriously, folks, they were wealthy people. And if you don't believe it, you can go right now today, take a trip just down to Mexico, drive down to Mexico and just drive along and see how the people live in a communist nation today. But it was much worse, even at that time, for the people of other nations that did not form a covenant with the Lord Jesus Christ, that they would be his people and he would be their king. But about 1835, and about 1835 came the big change in America, and it happened through the takeover, with the plans to take over and provide a government school system in America for the kids. You know, all the children would have a government school system, a free government school system to go to. The idea was being formulated at that time. And also the idea was being formulated to take over the institutions in America that were breeding godly ministers and preachers out there, the seminaries of America. And it was 1835 that the idea began to take form, to take over the educational systems of our young people that would become pastors and preachers, reverends out there, and the Christian institutions were beginning to get people to come and install themselves in those agencies that were not Christians at all. They hated the Lord Jesus Christ. They began to formulate the plan of taking the children's minds and turning their children's minds away from God and away from our constitutional republic through the school system. And these things took place. I mentioned before about 1907, 1908, the seminaries in America were attacked in a fantastic way that was so successful that after the 1910, the Christian belief system was changed drastically in America by someone that nobody seemed to know. and I'll talk to you about that when you get back, and I'll relate it to why I'm talking to you about this tonight. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Have you heard about the Ark Institute and their famous non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds? No genetic engineering there. In fact, you may never need to buy seeds again. These days, you need to ensure that your family can eat no matter what happens. The Ark Institute has agreed to offer Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirlooms and their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. Their packets are generous enough for fresh eating, seed saving, and canning and freezing too. Green beans, corn, carrots, peas, the list goes on and on. Learn how to be self-sufficient in good times and bad. A complete family food security package is just $99. And remember, shipping is free. Call 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com.
Okay, folks, I'm going to get to my point here in just a minute, just real quick, about what I'm frustrated about tonight and why I'm kind of in a blue funk. Sometimes I get that way. You know, we're so blessed to work with the greatest people on earth and in America. Those Christian patriots or patriots, maybe they're not even Christians, but the ones actually doing the work, you know, and hefting the load and paying the bills. And that's the best place in the world to be. I'm in that position about 14 to 16 hours a day, it seems like. But sometimes it kind of gets you down. And I'll tell you why tonight I feel that way. And we have so much that I could be talking about, but I don't know of anything more important than what I'm talking to you about tonight. Let me get to the point here. Anyway, it was Barry Goldwater, in his book With No Apologies, who stated, Senator Barry Goldwater from Arizona, he stated that these internationalists, these international crime families, had the plan of coordinating an effort to seize control and consolidate the four centers of power in America. And we've watched over the years as it actually took place. He said the political would be taken over, and indeed it has been, as who is it, Pat Buchanan says, I like his quote, that we have a bird of prey, two arms of a bird of prey, the Republican Socialist Party and Democratic Socialist Party, which are two arms of the bird of prey that's eating America alive. And, of course, that's true. So they've taken over the political. We know that. The monetary, they've taken over. The monetary system, as FDR said, a financial element has owned the government of the United States since the days of Andrew Jackson. That's a direct quote that's in the archives in Washington, D.C. They've taken over the intellectual and communication in the nation, and that means the schools, book manufacturing companies, all the electronic and printed media, everything that has that people get their information from that would make them intelligent and knowledgeable citizens, they've taken over. And then he mentioned the ecclesiastical, the church, that they would take over. And we've watched as all of these things have happened. And the sad thing is we have watched. Now, I've been around since 1944. I was born. My father did not go to war, but anyway, in 1944 I was born, and his son went to war. I went to war, but we've watched and sat back on the sidelines as Christians have sat back and watched all of these happen. We have lost, for some reason, and we know the reason today, the ability for us to get involved, the burning in our heart to stand up and challenge those that would. That hate God and hate freedom for all but themselves in the world. We know that happened in seminaries. We know it happened when they took over the hearts and minds of our children in the government fool systems that have been set up that we pump our children into every day so we can get a break and watch daytime TV. So in about early 1900s, the young people went into the ministry. They wanted to go into the ministry, so they went to the best schools, the best seminaries, and learned a totally different word of God, a totally different teaching than what was taught before. They were taught by the leaders of these institutions that we were supposed to obey everything government tells us to do because all government's of God. You know, we've been over that many, many times. And this caused the people to sit down and be quiet and not challenge their government anymore. Like the all throughout the Holy Bible of God, everybody that was blessed by God got up and got into the face of the evil leaders. Every single one of them, the prophets, the disciples, my goodness, they had people lying to their lawful authorities. Can you imagine? In the Bible, God blessed people that lied to their lawful authorities. But today, the ministers are like Rahab the harlot, for example, and the Hebrew midwives, and many others got up and lied to their lawful authority, their lawful kings and leaders, and God blessed them for it. And that shocked a minister. I was talking in church one day. I was asked to talk in a church, and I got up and told that story about how God blesses those that lie to evil leaders. And the old minister that was the retired minister of the church, had been there like 45 years, jumped up and called me. He said, "You are rebellious. You are teaching rebellion, young man." Got all upset with me because I was teaching that it was okay to lie to your elected officials. Well, he came out of these seminaries where the seminary started preaching to the young ministers that you must obey everything evil government tells you to do because all evil governments of God. Well, folks, that has caused Christians across this land to withdraw totally from standing up against evil government like the prophets and the pilgrims did. And the disciples and all those people that before the early 1900s, where they were mistrained and misdirected in seminaries, used to stand and fight. I mean, they would even physically fight against evil leaders. How do you think America was founded? The Black Regiment, folks, that led the Revolutionary War were the ministers of this land. Think about that. Were they obeying the new teaching of revelations, you know, in the Holy Scriptures, where we're being taught today we must obey, 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 and not speak up or speak out against evil men in high places? Be right back and I'll get to my point just as soon as we get back. Stay tuned for more.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic grade essential oils are emerging as a missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Here in the Great Rocky Mountains at our two police and military associations, and I'm rambling tonight, but I'm going to make a strong point here in just a minute. I hope it hits home to you. I truly do. You know, we've watched all these years from the sidelines, so many of us, and I did myself up until about 24 years ago. I sat on the sidelines and watched because, you see, my minister in church had convinced me and my family that we were going to leave here, and we didn't have to have any concerns with what was going on around us. Even then, I saw things going on around us that were not good. But I was told that we can't speak up against evil government because all government's of God. God will sort it out when he gets here. And by the way, he'll be here any minute. And so it caused me, like all 99.9% of my fellow Christian brothers and sisters around the nation, to withdraw and just to pray, as the minister said, just pray about it and keep paying your tithes into the church here. We'll get more people in the church. We'll do a bus ministry. We'll do these things. We'll get more people in the church and teach them that they shouldn't speak up against evil government and just let them rock and roll, because after all, we're getting to heaven out of here next week. And so the churches of America are still doing that every Sunday. Every Sunday, the ministers and the glitter bugs on TV, these televangelists are saying, getting the people all excited about the problems, with us against our brothers and not loving our neighbors and all the things we should personally be doing, and that we should all pray and get ready to be raptured out of here. Well, that's the big cop-out, folks, of what caused the American Christians to withdraw from all the institutions and turn everything over to Lucifer and his minions today. And then you knew it was coming because it's in the Holy Bible. God has gotten mad. He's gotten very mad because he gave us this nation. He gave the nation to those that were standing up and standing up for freedom, not just praying but putting feet to their prayers and challenging anybody that would have the audacity to take one step on their freedoms given to them by God. They were challenged, and the people backed off. And today, the people have rolled over and gone and hidden out into their churches. This is my fellow Christians that I was a part of up till 24 years ago, when I don't know why God turned the light on for me and says, Jack, you're supposed to do more than pray. You're supposed to get up and challenge these people and fight my enemies. In the Holy Bible, it says, who will stand before me against my enemies? That's what God's saying. Who is standing today? Well, I'll tell you who it is, folks. It's you and me that is out there kicking up sand in the face of God's enemies. It's Republic Broadcasting Network. It's people that are funding those that are actually doing what God told them to do in this nation. Seems like there's not enough of us at this time. It just seems that way. I ask our dear brother, John Stadtmiller, that started Republic Broadcasting Network, what a blessing from God this man is. His determination to get people active and out of their churches, out of their prayer closets, challenging once again evil leadership in government, taking back our freedoms, and saying no more. I mean, I just can't tell you how honored I am to work with people like this in my life. And you too can and hopefully are working with people like John Stadtmiller and Jack Blood and all of these wonderful people that are using, because you're paying for it, they're able to use mass communications to reach the multitude out there. And folks, we are succeeding with reaching the multitude. But it troubles me to hear that financially things are not going well at Republic Broadcasting Network. It troubles me tremendously. I opened, we get 70 publications or more here a month. None of them are mainline publications because we don't want the lies. We don't have time for all the lies. No newspapers. Establishment press, it all comes in here. But I opened my Police Marksman magazine just today. And on the front inside page, you know what it said? It had two police officers with their sniper rifles, and there's a target on the front of the thing, and it says, this is not a drill. You've got one shot. There's no room for error. In 20/100ths of a second, the outcome will be decided. Police officers and soldiers are serious about what they're doing. We should be understanding at this point that this is not a drill that we're in right now, and we've got one shot left, folks, and it is to reach the multitude right now with God's word and the truth as fast as we can. In 20/100ths of a second, the outcome will be decided. When you're in a firefight in law enforcement or the military, and I can tell you this, folks, in the weeks ahead, the outcome will be decided. We've got one shot left. And we have to use what God has given us. Never before in the history of this world has this nation been in such poor shape because Christians have withdrawn from the institutions and refuse, the vast majority refuse to do anything but just pray about it. And so our problem is we must reach, and we are doing that, more and more of those that love God and liberty by using mass communications. We've never had the opportunity before in our history as a nation to use mass communication. God's people have never been able to use it internally like we're using it today. But we must support this work. You know, I was thinking today as I was on Jack Blood's show, and we had callers calling in because we're in a radiothon right now to raise funds for Republic Broadcasting Network to do this critical work that we only have one shot left to do. And only months ahead to continue to recruit more and more people back to God and liberty in this nation. I have 3 children and 9 grandchildren I want to see grow up free. And I'm working the longest hours I've ever worked in my life to try to do as much as I can in the months we have left to turn this thing around, to impress God so he will withdraw his hand of judgment on this nation. We need to reach sufficient people, folks, as fast as we can to impress God that is bringing the curtain down on a nation that has thrown him out, absolutely thrown him out. And we've got to impress him so that he will say, good and faithful servants are working down there, and I'm going to give him a chance. I'm going to give him more time and withdraw his hand of judgment for a time to see if we're worth saving in this nation. But we've got to use the means that God has given us, and that is we can't do it slowly. We can't do it by funding with our tithes and offering churches that are bringing people in and telling them, sit down, be quiet, we're going to be raptured out of here very quickly. There's nothing you have to do but just pray and save a few souls along the way. Now, that's important, absolutely important to pray and save a few souls along the way. But it's not all there is to it, is there? Used to be Christians in America controlled everything. I can read you the quotes. I can read you the quotes because I read them. And they controlled all the institutions, and God bless this nation. Now that we've withdrawn out of all those institutions, it's coming down around our ears. And we have, this is not a drill, and we've got one shot left. And right now we're talking about getting donations into Republic Broadcasting Network today, tomorrow, in the days ahead. We need it, folks. We need you to call in tonight, if you will, and pledge that you will send in some money right away and then get on a monthly payment plan with part of your tithes and offerings. This is so important. If you can listen to Republic Broadcasting Network, folks, and you do not yet believe that this is doing God's work in this nation, I think it's hopeless for you, because there's no organization doing better at getting God's word out, a part of the great commission that we all have, that God has given us to fulfill, getting God's word out as fast as we can to as many people as we can. That is the great commission all of us are under in the Holy Scriptures. It's a command of God. There's nobody doing it better than Republic Broadcasting Network and organizations such as this today that God has blessed with the ability to use mass communication. So call in tonight. Would you folks please call in? I've just heard that this number, 800-724-2719, which is a number you can call in on, but if you're having trouble getting in on that number, and that number is 800-724-2719, call in on our studio number that you call in on the radio on. It's 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We need desperately to have you call in. We've got bills to pay from 2004 last month. We've got to pay off those bills, and we need to get a good, strong start on growing and reaching the multitudes this year as never before. We have to do that, and I will say to you that I have had visions. No, I'm not a psychic or anything, but I've had visions of me standing before God one day and him asking me what I did to try to bring America back under God and bring him back into this nation as the king of this nation. And I'm going to tell him a few things, and I hope he'll say good and faithful servant to me. He may not. Maybe I haven't done enough. But you too will stand before God one day, every single one of us. And we're going to have to tell him what we did. Did we sit back and just wait to get the heaven out of here? Did we, you know, grab hands with fellow Christians and think that why fight? We're on the next flight. There's nothing we have to do but keep our head down. Don't make government mad, because God told us to obey everything evil government told us to do, and just wait to get out of here. Well, I just don't want to stand before the Lord and tell him that's what I did, and I don't want you to either. So if you're paying your tithes and offerings to your church, think seriously, like I have years ago, of taking some of that money and putting it into areas where you know and see daily that God's people are doing His will, the Great Commission, putting God's word out in mass communication across this nation around the world. Call in tonight, please, at 800-724-2719. Or, if you have any trouble with that line, a few people have called and said they were having some trouble. But that doesn't mean you will. But if you do, call in on our studio number, 313-9443. I'd like you to call in now. We'll open the phone lines up for a few minutes here. I'm through. I just don't know what to say, only that I keep looking at this picture, that this is not a drill. You've got one more shot. And I think that's where we're at in this nation, folks. Our shot is to fund the reaching into the hearts and minds of as many people as fast as we can. When we do this, it works. You know that. If you get people to listen to Republic Broadcasting Network, believe me, it works. People wake up. You get them to reading Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, we know it gets them to wake up. But we're not using mass communications with Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. I wish the Lord in heaven that we were, but we're not. It's word of mouth. But on Republic Broadcasting Network, we can be a part of doing what God commanded us to do. So call in tonight. If you'd like to speak or ask any questions or make a statement about anything tonight, or if you have a different plan that is better than using mass communications in these months ahead to turn around this evil, evil leadership in this country, bring enough people out of their prayer closets and their churches to stand together to say no to this tyranny and the throwing out of our Lord Jesus Christ of this nation that's happening every single day. We have Christians that are going to prison, being arrested for quoting from the Holy Bible. We have two ministers in Australia, it just came to us yesterday, that have been arrested in Australia under the new hate crime laws for reading from the Quran. The evil things that are in the Quran, they were arrested for denigrating and disparaging the Muslims down there. Folks, we have to stand together, and we need to do it now for God and freedom in our nations. So call in tonight at 800-313-9443, especially if you have a different plan or a better plan. Please call us. John Stapmiller will be ecstatic if you have a better plan than using mass communications in the months ahead to stop this tyranny coming over this land through sheer people power. I want to hear it too. You got a better plan. Call in, please. 800-313-9443. Well, you know, I'm just so pleased that today God just seemed to put things in the right place in my hands. I opened up a book here, a little booklet called The Call to the Churches in America by Boris Sorokovsky. Okay, he's a Russian who was alive back in 1928, and he talks about how the Russian people, the Christian people, were persecuted. What a book this is. What a book, and what they went through as 66 million Christians were slaughtered in Russia between 1917 and about 1924. 66 million Christians were slaughtered. Most of all of them were Christians because the atheistic Bolsheviks took over that Christian nation and killed the Christian czar and his family. And he proves in his little booklet here, folks, that Christians back in 1917 and 1924 in Russia by the millions were not raptured. I say they went through a tribulation, would you not? I just hate to think what's coming to this nation as we've thrown God out of this nation and he's withdrawn his hand of protection on our nation today because we're not willing to do the things that he's asked us to do in the Holy Scriptures. And we have the ability to do. And we have the people. We have the wonderful people at Republic Broadcasting Network that are willing to do the job, but we have to hire them. We've got to help pay the bills. They're willing to work for nearly nothing. Zero in many cases. For example, myself, I work for zero. I have my small medical retirement, and that's all I get from all this 24 years of doing this, except that I can stand before my children and grandchildren and say, Granddad tried to do something. I'll be right back after this break. If you'd like to call in, now's the time to do it, folks.
Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177 for your free brochure at 870-269-4177 or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Back on the Officer Jack McLam program, and we do have some callers in, but I want to tell you that, my goodness gracious, I'm looking at the pledge. If you give money, if you pledge tonight, you will get all kinds of gifts. For $100, you get a gift. $50, you get more gifts. $100, you get, or $25, you get a gift. $50, $100, $500, $1,000, you get a whole bunch of gifts. But, you know, I want to say, but wait. We have a set of Ginzu knives, blades made out of depleted uranium that'll cut through an Abrams tank, or I've personally skinned a horny toad and a Gila monster with. Folks, we shouldn't have to be given gifts, the greatest gifts, even though these are wonderful gifts you get for giving, but the greatest gift is giving freedom to your children and standing before God and saying, I tried, Lord, I tried. So call tonight and get in on this wonderful time that we can take our best shot, take our last shot to fund the education of people throughout America. Let's go to Russ in West Virginia right now. Brother Russ, how are you tonight?
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
I got a police issue, and I hope the board man don't take me down when we get cut off, because I can't hear you except by the phone.
Oh, I see. You have a police issue. All right.
Yeah, the police issue is, what is the possibility of policemen being a police foreigner, working on my police force under a share a cop program? That's one. The second was, could it happen without the knowledge of the chief of police or the sheriff? And can he not be charged for lack of jurisdiction if you come across one?
Well, it cannot be done without the police chief or the sheriff's knowledge and acquiescence to that. It's a program that's been around a while, exchange program, and could they be charged? Good question.
No, not charged, challenged.
Or challenged, rather. Yes, I think anything can be challenged. I don't know if it'd be successful, but that program's been around a while. Yes.
Well, I mean, that's the probability. Is it possible? Do you think that they are already out here?
Oh, yes. Yes, they are out here.
So
I've heard of these exchange programs before.
Then whenever we're stopped, the first thing we should do is challenge to make sure that police officer is a citizen of the United States of America.
I think that's a good idea, Russ. I think that's a great idea.
Not a United States citizen, because anybody can say they're a United States citizen.
Right. I understand what you're saying.
And as a Democrat, well, ex-Democrat in the 50s and 60s, I am going to have to say that I'm proud to have voted for a Republican, Mr. Goldwater.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm sorry, but I'm a man who votes for a man, not a party pimp.
Well, bless you, brother. You don't hear that very often, but I certainly appreciate you, Russ.
Well, I paid the dues because I got thrown out of my cousin's house, who was a Democratic committee man.
I understand. That happens. Okay, no, Russ,
all right,
for calling
thank you.
In.
Now
okay,
I can get
Lord
cut
bless
off.
You. Take care now.
Thank you.
All right, folks, do we have another? No, we don't have time to take another call. Jim in San Antonio, let's go for you, Jim. Go ahead, Jim.
I just wanted to tell you, you're doing a great job, and I'm pledging monthly through the program, and I want to challenge all you Christians out there who are giving to a purpose-driven church. You're going to have to stand before God, and you're going to have to explain to him why you did nothing to keep his word alive, the truth, and not the blatant ideas of another man, Rick Warren, like my mother-in-law.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You need to do your duty as an American and do your duty as a Christian and not support lies.
Brother, thank you for that input. We certainly appreciate it at the close of the program here. Okay, Lord bless you too. Folks, get on board now, would you, and help us save this nation. We just have a short time to do it. God bless all of you tonight for listening in. Sorry about my little diatribe, but I hope you at least heard what was on my heart. Take care, everybody. Don't forget, this old cop truly loves you, America. I truly do. Have a good evening. Good night.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making
bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.